Orange County Living Wage is a nonprofit organization that's been certifying businesses, more than 100 of them now in our community, that have pledged to pay their employees a living wage. They're organizing a boycott. That's the opposite of a boycott. You go out and support a business as opposed to boycotting them. Coming up next week, Wednesday, Valentine's Day, to support a local florist, Victoria Park florist, that has pledged and been certified as a living wage employer. So we're going to talk about all of that right now. We've got Susan Romaine here in the studio, who heads up Orange County Living Wage, and we also have Margaret Pender, who is the co-owner of Victoria Park Florist on Weaver Dairy Road in Chapel Hill. Susan, Margaret, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Aaron. We're delighted to be here.
So, Susan, let's start with you. Orange County Living Wage started just a few years ago, and now more than 100 businesses have been certified as living wage employers, and that is a significant boost for our community in terms of the the dollar amount that people are making more because of your efforts and the efforts of all of the businesses that have made that pledge. Tell us about Orange County Living Wage. How did it get started, and what is the work that you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Aaron. It's actually just perfect that your an earlier conversation was about affordable housing, because this segues just perfectly into that whole conversation of making Orange County a more livable place for all of us. We were formed in July 2015. And over the last 2.5 years, we've now certified, we just certified our 142nd living wage employer. These are all, it's a wide variety of for-profit, non-profit businesses, municipalities, other public employers, and they're all paying, all of these employers are paying all full and part-time employees a living wage. This year, that's defined as $13.70 an hour if the employee is not receiving any health benefits, and $20.20 an hour if the employee is receiving health insurance benefits.
$12.20 an hour?
$12.20 an hour if the employee...
I'll take $20.20 an hour.
$12.20. Yeah. And so I do want to mention one of our most recent certifications, interestingly enough, is the Hillsborough Orange Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And they are really, I think most people would consider them a leading voice in terms of business development and economic growth in the county. So we're thrilled to partner with them to work on ways to raise wages and also share prosperity. You know, when we think of a living wage, we tend to think of it from the perspective of the worker and lifting workers out of poverty and freeing up working families from needing to rely on public assistance. But it's equally important, I think, to look at the perspective from the business owner. And so many owners tell us that by paying a living wage, and Margaret will be able to touch on this too, paying a living wage is a real investment in workers. It helps with customer relations, that makes their workers more productive. There tends to be a lot less turnover and absenteeism. So the certification of the Hillsborough Orange Chamber of Commerce, I think, really is a reminder that a living wage is a win-win-win. It's a win for lifting many working families out of poverty. It's a win for the bottom line of many employers. And it's also a win for our community, because that extra cash going into the pockets of low and moderate income workers very often gets spent, and it gets spent right here at home, right here in our community, giving a real shot in the arm to the local economy.
And over to Margaret Pender, what has been your experience ever since getting certified?
Well, we really believe that if our employees are happy and stable, that the creative process benefits from that. So if we have happy employees, we have a happy atmosphere in our flower shop, and flowers are usually used in the for an emotional exchange of some kind. And so we're dealing a lot with people in sensitive situations, and if our employees are cheerful and happy and willing to listen, that makes a huge difference with our business. And we feel that earning a living wage is a necessity, is the foundation for a good business.
Have you noticed a difference?
Well, yes, definitely. Well, we've always wanted to, you know, pay our workers well. Mm-hmm. So we definitely notice. We've kept the same staff for as virtually since we've been open, and the new people that come tend to stay. So I think they're happy.
Speaking with Margaret Pender, you just heard her, Susan Romaine. Margaret's the co-owner of Victoria Park Florist, Weaver Dairy Road in Chapel Hill. Susan heads up Orange County A Living Wage, which is holding a boycott next week, Wednesday, Valentine's Day. So perfect day to support Victoria Park Florist. What's the boycott going to entail?
It touches on an important point, which is that Orange County Living Wage, certainly we certify employers, but equally important, we try to promote those employers. Mm-hmm. And we do it in a wide variety of ways, which includes through social media, through brochures, through appearances on WCHL. We also do boycotts, not boycotts, but boycotts, where we encourage people out in the community on a designated day to go in and support one of our living wage employers, and it's a way of saying, you know what, you're doing right by your employees, and we want to give back to you. We want to reward you for doing so. So this boycott is fittingly enough on Valentine's Day. OCLW will be there tabling, and as customers come into Margaret's store, they will be sharing information that they are a living wage employer, paying all of their full and part-time employees a living wage.
9 to 6 on Wednesday of next week, February 14th. And Margaret, that's got to be a huge, is Valentine's Day the biggest day of the year for you?
Yes.
As a florist, it's got to be one of them.
It definitely
yeah.
is the biggest day of the year, because everybody wants their flowers on Valentine's Day morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very exciting time. Some people put their orders in ahead, some just walk in on the day, and we're there ready to help whoever comes in the door. And a lot of people, hopefully this year, lots of people will come, and they'll be able to get the information from Susan about the living wage. So we're looking forward to an exciting few days, but especially for Wednesday the 14th.
Tell us about Victoria Park Florist just in general. How long have you been in business, and where can people find out more information?
Oh, we've been in business since 2004. And we called our florist Victoria Park because I grew up on a flower farm in Africa, in Zimbabwe, called Victoria Park, and so we brought the name with us. And I've been doing flowers my whole life, and it's just a wonderful profession to be in, and I enjoy working with people as well as being part of the creative process and creating beautiful arrangements.
Awesome. What's your website?
It's victoriaparkflorist.net.
.net. All right. Yes. victoriaparkflorist.net. Again, Weaver Dairy Road in Chapel Hill. And definitely head there on Valentine's Day to get your flowers, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For the boycott, supporting Victoria Park Florist as one of now more than 140 certified Orange County Living Wage employers. Susan, give us some numbers about those 140 employers, because some of them are among the biggest employers in Orange County. You've got the school districts, a lot of municipalities, a lot of businesses as well. How many people in our community have benefited directly from the increased wages, and what are the numbers in terms of sort of dollar amount for the amount that people have raised wages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 142 employers have a combined over 7,000 employees, so we're mm-hmm. now getting more and more employees onto this living wage roster. And when these businesses become certified, some are already paying a living wage, mm-hmm. and so the process is as simple as doing a 15-minute online application. But some of the employers don't quite qualify, and in order to join our roster, they need to lift wages. And I'm proud to say that among the living wage employers that lifted wages, they have done so a combined $643,000.
Wow.
So this is a lot of extra cash going into the pockets of these workers that are at the lower end of the pay scale. And that money typically doesn't get saved or invested. That money is usually spent, and it's being spent right here at home, and it's people that can finally go out and get a haircut, finally go out and get the car fixed, finally put a few extra dollars into the collection plate. So it really is not just great for the employees. And as you can see, it's great for really great and community-minded owners like Margaret, but it's also just a terrific thing for us to do as a community.
Mm-hmm. OrangeCountyLivingWage.org, right, is website for Orange County Living Wage. You can go there and find out more. There's a whole list of all of the certified businesses, so if you want to get on the website, find the list, get out there and support those businesses, definitely do that. And if anyone has a business in Orange County and wants to be certified, what do they need to do?
We're very interested in hearing from you, and you can reach us by sending an email to info@orangecountylivingwage.org, or you can visit our website at orangecountylivingwage.org. We are also quickly starting an aspiring program for businesses that are close to but not quite paying a living wage. So if you are out there and interested in being a part of our aspiring program, we would love to hear from you.
Anything else that people need to know about the program, the website, the Bycott, Victoria Park Florist, anything else?
On Valentine's Day, you can buy roses, flowers for your Valentine, and also support very, very good employers like Margaret and the Victoria Park Florist. So come on down. We'd love to see you.
Margaret, last word. Anything else that people need to know?
No, we welcome you all. You can phone in your orders. You can walk in and choose what you'd like. And we deliver flowers to all of Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, Durham. And we hope to see you soon next week.
VictoriaParkFlorist.net is the website. It's located on Weaver Dairy in Chapel Hill. OrangeCountyLivingWage.org is the website for Orange County Living Wage. Go there and find out more. Susan Romaine, Margaret Pender, thank you so much for being
here. Thanks, Aaron. This was real fun.
Yes, thank you so much.